IT dealer for Generac Home Networks at 864-556-8002.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Get ready, Upstate. The legendary Jason Carter, renowned fiddler for the Del McCoury Band, is bringing his own Jason Carter Band to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, Friday, November 7th. From the Grand Ole Opry to the Grammy stage, Jason's fiery fiddle and soulful sound will have you tapping your toes and clapping your hands all night long. Tickets are on sale now at WalhallaPack.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this unforgettable night of world-class bluegrass.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
Seen so many F-bombs directed at one texter, Ramona. See, yeah, the texters aren't having that. They understand the reason for the season. We are coming to the end, and I appreciate the way all of you have handled this and supported this cause all month. It's been absolutely phenomenal, and we very much appreciate it. Today has been another banner day. I mean, another special day. Yesterday, we raised $7,500 via the auction. Today will be, well, I don't know what it'll be. I mean, already at a bare minimum, it's what, 7, 15 to 3,500. Today, at a bare minimum, we will be at 3,500 for the day. And yesterday was 7,500. That's 11,000 in the auction in the last 2 days. So well done. Incredible. You people just keep ringing the bell. And by the way, we also need to thank all the incredible people who donated. So many great businesses and individuals who donated items, because without you, this auction would not have been a success. So all you people who donated, and I tried to thank you all individually and in all the ways I can, all during this campaign. And I hope I did that adequately, but without all you amazing people, none of this would be possible too. So we thank you all. Jason in Columbia, and then Bengal John. Jason, how are you, Jason? Good to have you.
So I guess I just learned that we can use F-bombs on the text line. That is good to know moving forward.
Okay. Oh, yes. Yes.
But not on the air.
Yeah.
I feel like I probably figured that out for myself earlier on in the process. You got to remember, too, the thing about, like, Dracula.
Yeah.
Dracula's always got, like, hot chicks, right? He's got the three vampire brides that live with him. He's got Winona Ryder. I mean, he's always got, on top of all his superpowers,
Yeah, it depends which Dracula. It's not that they love him, it's that he puts them in a trance, you know, and then and then he doesn't really do anything about it.
Yeah, that is true.
Now that I think about it, he was actually the original date raper. So he's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
We can't pick him. He's got to die. We got to have somebody get rid of him. We got to have somebody drive that stake through his heart. We got to find out where he lives. I have one listener who thinks that he lives next to her, or she lives next to her. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that might be an interesting podcast.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and I meant to the other day, I wanted to give credit to Ramona for a musical choice. I don't want to trigger anybody by not talking sports, but the song Cuckoo by Stephen Wilson Jr.
That
is amazing. And I don't know if you probably have talked about him before, but
man,
his backstory is fascinating. I mean, he's a microbiologist from Tennessee.
Yeah, I don't know if I knew that. I don't know if I knew that. He's just unbelievably talented and gifted.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I guess when his father passed away, he was raised by a single father, and he's also like an amateur Golden Gloves champ because his dad was a Golden Gloves boxer in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And his dad raised him, and they were always really tight, and he was working just a 9-to-5 as a microbiologist. He went to MTSU, which I swear I watched them on football. I watched them either Tuesday or Wednesday night, I think, play a game. But he, when his dad passed away, he said, you know what, I'm going to make a full go at this. And he quit his job and went full bore into the music business. So, what a great story.
Yeah.
So,
well, he made a good awesome decision song. Because he's incredibly talented.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was going to ask you about the Duke game, and this is just a concern I've had. And it's funny because you mentioned Fran Brown and Syracuse. And you're right. Before the season, we were like, man, somebody at the ACC hates Syracuse. Look at all these tough games they got. They got to come to Clemson. How'd that work out? And so, you know, coming into that game, we talked about the fact that Angeli was, I think, number one in the country in passing. And I'm sitting here looking at Duke, and they're number three in the country in passing. So my question, Walt, is, what has changed with the Clemson defense from the Syracuse game to this game to make you feel any better? Because I'm grasping
nothing.
For straws here.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing. I think there are deficiencies, and I think they're going to be exposed on Saturday. I think if Clemson wants to win the game, it's going to have to be an offensive type of game, and they're going to have to outscore. They're going to have to outscore Duke. I think that's the path to win the game. Because I don't think the Clemson defense is going to stop the Duke offense. I just don't. I think Metzler's too good. I think they have too many weapons. I think it's going to be a problem. So I think if Clemson wants to win, they're going to have to score 30 or more. I think that's the kind of game it's going to be. Because I think Duke's scoring at least 27, and so I think if you want to win, you're going to have to outscore them. And I think that's possible. Because I do think that the Duke pass defense is not great. It's been exploited and exposed before this year. So I think that's possible. The question is, it's possible, but can this Clemson offense exploit it? Which hasn't exploited anybody except a lost UNC at the time and a really injured Boston College. And with Vezina, SMU. But you know, I don't know the answer to that. I mean, if Cade comes back, I mean, you know, people are talking up, you know, well, you know, if Cade comes back, we could do this or that. I mean, Cade is one of the biggest questions of the whole season. It's his play, really, that started all this. So, I don't know. I mean, I think that's the kind of game that Clemson has to win. And honestly, as I sit here on Thursday, would I expect Clemson to win that game? I don't know how you can, because the Tigers haven't beaten a P4 team here in a long time.
You know, it's just talk about the crazy days we live in. I can't expect a Clemson victory over Duke at homecoming, but the next time Brad Brownell plays Duke, I probably will expect a win.
Right.
I mean, how's that work?
That's
so,
right. I think there's something to that. And I'll be breaking down the Clemson Duke game tomorrow on the show today. So we'll talk more about it tomorrow. I still haven't completely figured it out, but I mean, I think if the Tigers are going to win, I think it's 30-27 or 31-27 or 34-31. I think it's going to be that type of game because I do think Duke is going to score some points.
And I know you got Bingo John behind me, so let me just say, you know, that was hilarious listening to the governor talk about the hiring search. And
oh, man.
Maybe he would just let Trump do it. So yeah. I want to congratulate Bingo John on his next head coach, Stephanie McMahon, daughter of Linda McMahon. Let's make it happen, Walt.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you. Bingo John. John, how are you, John? Good to have you.
I'm good. I got in a little earlier today, Walt, and I was able to get by the station and drop off my donation. So
well,
thanks
thank
for,
you, John. Thank you.
And I got to meet Faxon and John Hite. That was really, really a pleasure.
Good.
And Amy was really awesome. So thank you guys again for doing all that you do. I've got two questions. Last week we watched Harlan Berry, five-star, supposedly the best running back in the country when he came to LSU. With Nussmeier being hurt, and there's a difference, obviously, as you know, injured versus hurt, and I agree with you 100%, why in the heck have they not used Harlan Berry more? That's my first question. And with Caden Durham being a sophomore, we haven't had any opt-outs. That's a good thing so far. But with Caden Durham being a sophomore and Harlan Berry being what he is, and he's shown that he's got flash, why not use those guys in tandem? I mean, why not put I'm not saying that Nussmeier is able to go full go.
Yeah.
But why not utilize those two guys a little bit more to get some pressure off of Nussmeier?
Yeah, I think the answer, John, is then you're running an entirely different offense, but that's what you're doing anyway. Now, I don't know if Berry is really, in this particular season, whether he's really built to be a 20-carry-a-game guy right now. I don't really think he is. I think he will be next year. And look, he's special. I mean, Caden Durham's a good player, but, you know, I think Berry is really special, maybe even to a greater degree than Durham. So, you know, there's definitely talent there. And we'll see what the next guy winds up doing with it in the near future. But assuming those guys stay put. But, yeah, I mean, it's a tough dilemma, John, because, you know, if it's still gonna be Nussmeier under center, could you take some pressure off him? Yeah, you could. But I don't know that results in any different outcome. I mean, it would still be Nussmeier not being Nussmeier. You know what I'm saying? It's just a different way of Nussmeier not being Nussmeier.
Well, so here's my second question. I mean, both Clemson and LSU, to me, on paper, and again, I love Jason. He's awesome, very, very knowledgeable. But here's my question, Walt. Both of these schools are going to be in the same situation, very similar. And LSU is going to have a huge hill to climb financially. It seems to me that Clemson would be in a better position financially to go after the portal. But my question is Dabo really willing to do this? Is he really willing to accept that that's the direction he's got to take and probably take 15 players, I would think?
Well, look, I think he needs to go upwards of 8. I think that's for sure, maybe higher than that. This team is losing a lot of guys, so it could well be higher than that. I think the money is going to be able to there to do it. Do I think Coach Sweeney's going to do it? You know, John, I don't know. I mean, I think he is because of the way this season unfolded, but only time is going to tell that answer. I mean, he's been reserved and reluctant to indicate positively that there will be more use of the transfer portal. I don't think we should read anything into that. I don't think that means he won't. I think he dabbled in it a little more this year. I think he was rewarded for dabbling in it. And I'm guessing based on the results that, look, he's a very smart guy. And I know he's been reluctant to do this in the past because I think he has a sense of right and wrong in college football. And I think, I think history will still show he's been on the right side of all this. But the reality is in this era, you're sort of fighting one hand behind your back if you don't tap another player resource. And I think that's just how you have to look at it. It's just another massive pool of players. So you can help your team. And I think Clemson's going to have to do that. So my belief, John, is he's going to, and I think that's going to include the quarterback position.
Gotcha. Thanks, Walt.
Yep.
I hope you have a great day.
Same to you, John.
Hope you have a great evening.
Thank you, John. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Now is the time to get the best deals of the year. It's saving season at Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Lake Kiwi Ford. Their team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And they're tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive, like saving up to $15,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. 864-888-1200. 864-888-1200. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. That's how it works. All right. We're going to have a lot more college football talk on the other side. Also, these auctions are coming to an end. And if you want to bid on either, now would be the time. Both auctions close at 6:30. I have a hand-signed, full-staff hand-signed football that includes Tom Allen and, of course, C.J. Spiller and Dabo Swinney and Ben Bulwer, etc. That football, Jeff is the leader for that football at 1,500. I need an upgrade of 250 or more above that. So the next bid has to be 1,750 or more. The buy it now is 2,500. And on the Iron Horse package, the Iron Horse Steamers package, the charcuterie package for 20 to 25. This has already been purchased. Stano redonated it. Rudy's back in the lead at 300. I need an upgrade of $50 or more, and it'd be great if somebody basically matched Stano and made it your own for $500, the buy it now price. But all of that has to happen in the next few minutes. Give yourself a chance to get in if you want to do that. Walt Tulu Road Rage, quick break.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium. And Dono Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Transmission problems. AAMCO Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. AAMCO of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-4700. 3267 and get the three-year 100,000-mile warranty from Amco of Greenville today.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Did you know that hot, dry weather can negatively impact your home's foundation? Because the soil underneath shrinks and cracks and ultimately damages your foundation. And this is more problematic in soil with high clay content, like here in the Upstate. Before those minor issues become major problems, call the experts at Canty Foundation Specialists. They know the importance of being proactive and finding the right solution for you. Book an appointment now at 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
At Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney, we carry Western and workwear, as well as boots for men, women, and children. We also carry clothes for tactical, fire retardant, nurses, hunting, shooting, and fishing gear and supplies. Looking for firearms or ammo, we have a large selection to choose from. Make Cherokee Outfitters your go-to store for everything outdoors. Visit us today at 370 Petroid Road, exit 90, on I-85.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only programmer that guarantee your success and your results. I can attest, I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs, just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff, and guys have been with you a long time.
We're really well staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the 5 counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, back to the great John Hyatt. Let me tell you about Bennett Equipment Supply. We may have a late bidder on the Iron Horse package, the charcuterie package. We shall see. Ramona's on the phone with someone right now. Let me tell you about Bend Equipment and Supply. By the way, they have a brand new updated website. It's bendequipment.com, bennettequipment.com. Everything you could possibly want to know is there. Bend Equipment and Supply has been in business for 25 years. Four locations, 1403 Piedmont Highway in Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck in Spartanburg, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, 1897 US 76, Hiawassee, Georgia. Again, amazing. I have been a part of a rental of an excavator, a Takeuchi excavator from the Westminster location that just did friggin' work on my property. Bend Equipment has been providing you with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done for the last 25 years. Built to care, built to last, big enough to handle it, small enough to care. They feature Takeuchi. Takeuchi came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-1980s. Bend Equipment is your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffolding in the upstate, sales, rentals, service, parts. They have it all. They do it all. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. You know how it goes. Eddie Bennett and his staff are just incredible. They will give you the personalized service you will not get anywhere else. All right. Ramona, I'm going to need some info from you because we are running out of time. We have less than a minute and 10 now before the auctions are closed. Let me just check on the text line to make sure on the football. I got people answering all the monster questions. Okay. I'm closing the football to Jeff for $1,500. I don't see anything higher than that. I'm closing the football to Jeff unless I believe the call Ramona is on is about the food. Ramona, I need an on-air answer. I need an on-air answer. I need an on-air answer. The clock's about to expire on the auction. So on the Iron Horse.
Okay. On the Iron Horse food, Steamer's food, Jim for $1,000 bought it.
That's amazing. Jim, thank you so much and enjoy that food. It's absolutely incredible and it's happened here again. The sort of magic, the magic of our listeners and these auctions over items like this that just sort of come to life, and that's what's happened here again. So what's happened here is the first Iron Drive package, which was the breakfast and lunch package, that went to Daredevil and Sarah for $500 earlier today. The second was the charcuterie package. Rudy had been in the lead for that charcuterie package for $300. Stano bought the charcuterie package at the buy it now of $500. Then he redonated it, which put Rudy back in the lead, but added $500 to the money raised in the auction. And now, again, Ramona, I'm sorry, the name again?
Jim.
Jim. Jim comes in and buys the second Iron Horse Steamers package, the charcuterie package, for $1,000. So in effect, that Iron Horse Steamers package went for $1,500, and the other one went for $500. So we raised $2,000 courtesy of some incredibly generous people, and that includes Stano, and includes Rudy for having the bids, and it includes Jim for what he just did. So everything is gone. It's all gone, and we have just one major item to tell you about for tomorrow, but that's just absolutely incredible. So today, we raised $4,200 today on just a couple of items, and yesterday we raised $7,500 via the auction. So we're approaching $12,000 for 2 days which is just absolutely amazing, courtesy of all you incredible people. All right, Ramona, we've not looked at the You Pick 'Em games at all. Let's do that, because I have a bunch of other college football stuff I want to get to today, all of my work here. We'll save some of that for tomorrow. I also want to talk some Clemson basketball, how this thing is really going to play out, where the talent really lies, who you need to look for. We'll give you all of that on tomorrow's show as well. And we may have a special guest. We'll see about that. Texted, did you ever get to the Big 12 standings? No, I've got to go back into all of that tomorrow with more detail, and we will do that for you on tomorrow's show. All right. all right, Ramona, let's get to the You Pick 'Em games and take a look at those.
I need to find them. Give me a second.
Okay. Texas said Mizzou's chances with a backup quarterback with Eli a couple weeks to prepare versus A&M. Oh, it's Lumby. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to win with backup quarterbacks when the other team has a Heisman candidate at quarterback, which A&M certainly does in Reed. That's a tough ask, Lumby. I'm not optimistic about it. And look, to be honest, I'm not even in love with Missouri's chosen starter in Probula. I think, you know, I thought going into last week against Pavia, Missouri was at a disadvantage that position, and I still think they're at a disadvantage at that position. It's hard to be at a disadvantage at quarterback and to win games. Very, very, very difficult. It's just not easy. So that's a challenge without question. We'll see how it plays out. All right, do you have the games?
Yes.
All right. Let's take a look at the games for this week's You Pick 'Em contest. Ramona coming off a 6-4 winning week. Orange Bill says, "Did you see the R.J. Godfrey interview about his cat?" I have not seen that. I have not. I'll endeavor to do that.
Okay. The first one is Penn State versus Ohio State. Ohio State is 20.5-point favorite.
And what did you do here?
I took Penn State's too many points on that. It's Ohio State 8-4.
No, again, Ohio State's the number one team in the country. They've been slaughtering everybody. Penn State loses every week. So it's not hard to figure. Where to go? Listen, I'm going to go into greater detail on these tomorrow. I don't have a lot of time for that to be able to do that today. So we will... We'll get into more of this tomorrow, more details on it tomorrow. But, so you picked Penn State because it's too many points.
Yeah, I did.
And it was 8-4 Ohio State?
Yes.
Who picked Penn State?
Let's see. You did, I did, Mike did, and Will did.
Yeah. It's just too many points. And Ramona's right. There's more to this. And I'll get to it tomorrow. But, look, I would not be surprised if Penn State gives Ohio State a game. Penn State's talent level, as Ryan Day himself has said all week, is very comparable to Ohio State's. And when the season began, this was expected to be a very tough game. Now, Penn State doesn't have Drew Aller. I'm going to save some of this for tomorrow. I think that may be to their advantage in this game. And I'll explain why tomorrow, but I just think it's I think it's way too many points to give Penn State. I think their talent level is just too good to be laying 20.5 points. It's just, is that what the number is? 20.5?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just too many points. I think Ramona had it right. Two ways to win. It's just too many friggin' points. And I think Ryan Day knows that, too. I don't think Ryan Day expects to win this game by 21 points. I just don't think he does. I think he expects this to be a tough physical game, and I think that's what you're going to get. I think you're going to get a tough physical game. I think you're going to get the best of Penn State on Saturday. They may not win, but I think they're going to challenge Ohio State. I'll be surprised if they lose by more than 10. I really will. I think it's a closer game. I think Penn State gives Ohio State all they can handle. Illini J says he agrees. At most, a 17-point game. Yeah, I think that's right. I think the talent level overall, this is the team in the Big Ten that most matches up with Ohio State in terms of talent. And I think that's still true. So, you know, they haven't been good and they haven't been focused. But I'm thinking that seeing Ohio State in front of them is a way to get focused. But like I said, we'll have more on this in the conversation tomorrow. We'll talk more about it. Hey, before we go to break and continue taking a look at these games, let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. Football season's in full swing. Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. I will, of course, be on Underdog tonight. I may post some plays later on social media. You know, you heard earlier from a caller who just loves Underdog and is absolutely killing it, and with good reason. And Underdog makes it all a little bit better, makes it all a little bit spicier, makes every game mean a little more. Look, some of these weeknight games are not great, but they become great when you have a little something at play. It just is. It's a way to spice it up. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick one of your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. It's incredible. I, of course, will be all over Underdog all weekend long, but I'll be on Underdog every night, and I'll be on it again tonight. Like I said, maybe I'll post something on social media in a little bit. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $100. Now, listen now. To score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. You get $100 bonus when you play your first $5. Not to mention the fact we're still in Boostober. So you can still get the boost deals, which you should absolutely be playing. This is why there's never been a better time if you're a potential new Underdog player to get in than right this second. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See access to underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncpgambling.org. You'll 100% thank me later. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll get back.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium. And Dono Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen. Whether it's your first house or your forever home, we offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
Welcome to the Ingles Table, a delicious destination with recipes galore. Need to whip up a dessert, entree, side dish? No problem. The experts from the Ingles Table take you through it step by step with expert tips and advice along the way. Find the Ingles Table at ingles-markets.com or swing by the store and pick up your free copy of the Ingles Table magazine. And let's get cooking. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
With fall comes fall wedding. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-8920, serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI agent can be set up in minutes to answer calls and questions 24/7, so you never miss a customer lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life through experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV Photomax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, and viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV Photomax from Estes Heating and Air. Serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit estesheatingair.com today for more information.
The Roar, your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm five?
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage, we are back. All auction items are gone. Again, thanks to you amazing people, we raised, I think it was $4,500 more today in the auction, which is just incredible. Again, the bull went for the buy it now of 700. Both of the Iron Horse steamer packages went For the buy it now and beyond, the two together was just amazing. I mean, one went for $1,500, the other went for $500. So $2,000 just from the Iron Horse Steamer certificates. Again, $700 for the bull, that's $2,700, and then $1,500 for the football. So so that puts us at $4,200, unless I'm missing something. So absolutely incredible, well done, and that adds to the $7,500 from yesterday. So almost $12,000 in 2 days. Pretty special stuff as we approach the end of the auction. We need to take care of some business here. Ramona, can you find me the Amy info on the amazing opportunity tomorrow? Because I know I have it here somewhere, but I'm not seeing it at the moment. Because I'd like to. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Okay, let me see what we have here. All right. Okay, this is what we are going to auction tomorrow. This is the last item of the campaign. All right, we are over $50,000 in the auction. I mean, well over now, which is really incredible. So thanks to all of you amazing people. But tomorrow we have the ultimate item. We've saved it for last. And we've done this, I want to say, I think we did two of them in 1 year. But the most that we've ever auctioned a single one for, it was $10,000. I don't know what it'll be tomorrow. I have no idea. But this is a great opportunity for your family, for you and some buddies to get a real feel for Clemson football. You will get to attend a Clemson football spring practice for four people. You will have a meet and greet with Coach Sweeney. You will tour the Allen Reeves Center, the football operations complex. You will get to watch practice. You are going to get an insider look at Clemson football that nobody else gets. A truly special look, not to mention the fact that, quite honestly, I've been thinking about this, Ramona. You're going to see a bunch of new players. You know, there's a chance you're going to see a bunch of new players. There's a chance you're going to get to see Christopher Vezina compete, and there's a chance you're going to get to see him compete against somebody else, maybe somebody from that list, add Cutter Bowley to it, and maybe somebody from that list that we talked about yesterday. So you are going to have a chance to get an insider look at Clemson football that no one else ever gets. So you'll get to attend a Clemson spring football practice for four people. You'll get a meet and greet with Coach Sweeney. You'll tour the Allen Reeves Football Operations Complex. You'll watch practice. You will get an insider look and tour like no one else ever gets. It is an amazing opportunity, and quite honestly, it's going to be a very exciting spring football for Clemson, and I think a very new look for Clemson spring football, because I think there are going to be a bunch of guys playing who are not there now. And so I think it's maybe the most exciting package that we've had, and that will all kick off tomorrow. All right, so whether you go as a family, whether you go in with friends, you know, let's get it started tomorrow. All right, and the way it's going to work is I will take, this will be tomorrow now, not now. I'm not taking any bids now, but I will open it at $2,500. All right, which is way too low. Again, it's gone as high as $10,000 before. The buy it now is $10,000, all right? And I would encourage you, if you want to make this yours, there's only one of these packages. If you want to make this yours, I would go right to the buy it now tomorrow and just make it your own and make an incredible donation to this campaign as well. But that's what's coming your way on tomorrow's show. So an absolutely incredible opportunity There's your lead-in teaser on it all. So let's get going with that tomorrow, and right from the start. So somebody should be in right from the beginning, and preferably with a power bed. You're not getting it for $2,500. Okay, so somebody should come in with a power bed to try and make it your own right from the start. If you don't want to go right to the top of the 10, I mean, I think it might wind up there, but regardless, it's all up to you and your family, your friends, however you decide to do it. But it's an insider look to what promises to be a very exciting Clemson spring football. All right, let me tell you about Krispy Kreme donuts. No one does it like Krispy Kreme. It's the Reese family. It's Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. They've been doing it right since the early 60s. They're simply the best. They're the home of the New York Super Cheesecake Donut. That donut is the greatest donut humanity's ever conceived of. Ramona thinks it's the Oreo cookie donuts and their derivatives. They're incredible, too. Right now, they have the Halloween collection of donuts. Thanks to Shelly, we feasted on those yesterday. And unbeknownst to me, Shelly actually sent a second dozen. I thought it was just...
Yeah, you didn't see that.
No, I thought it was just the one box. I didn't know that there were more. The others were some sort of chocolate donuts. Is that right?
They were.
Yes. But right now, you can get the Halloween collection, and I would imagine that comes to an end tomorrow. I don't know that for sure, but I'm guessing. So get in and get the Halloween collection of donuts at Krispy Kreme. And for all your fundraising needs, what better way to raise money than Krispy Kreme donuts? There just isn't. Church group, youth group, Hell's Angels. You call the Reese family in Anderson Spartanburg. You tell them I said that they would hook you up, and they 100% will. And with the weather starting to get a little bit nippier, you'll want those warm drinks with Krispy Kreme Anderson Spartanburg, as he covered on all of that. So get to Krispy Kreme Anderson Spartanburg. You will 100% thank me later. All right, Ramona. We're going to cover these games in way more detail tomorrow, but... we talked about Penn State so far. You and I both took Penn State with the 20.5 points, and I feel very good about that. Well, as good as you can in this particular college football season. All right, what else do you have?
The next one is Vandy at Texas. I took Vandy. I've been doing good with Vandy.
So that's your reason you've been doing good with Vandy?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a pretty good reason. I don't see my peaks here. I get that. In fact, I believe I took Vandy too. What's the spread here? What's
11-1 Vandy?
Wow, that's insane. Now Texas is going to win. What's the spread?
11-1.
No, the spread, the point spread.
Oh, hold on.
We should be right there.
The point spread is 3.5 Texas.
Texas is a 3.5-point favorite?
Uh-huh.
That's partly why. That number is a little lower than that in real life. Texas has questions at quarterback. Manning is banged up. They haven't looked good. Now, they haven't looked good on the road. And at home is a different animal. And they're still way more talented than Vanderbilt. I was not sure about this at all. I picked Vanderbilt eventually, but I don't feel confident in this whatsoever. And the one could well be the one it turns out to be right. Who took Texas?
Let's see who took Texas. Kwok.
Yeah. I don't think that's a bad play. I mean, Kwok could turn out to be the sole survivor in that deal because, I think that Texas still clearly has more talent. But look, Pavia is the ultimate leader. He is to Vanderbilt what Haynes King is, and he's done it against a tougher schedule and in that league. And so I'll still bank on that he finds a way to win and that the ultimate advantage there is at that position. But we shall see. I'm not optimistic about it. We'll see. Let me tell you about my friends at Twin Peaks. Listen, man, there's no place like Twin Peaks for a sports fan. If you're a football fan, a World Series fan, doesn't matter what your sport is. If it's boxing, UFC, they have you covered. They just had a major UFC event, just had a major boxing event. Both of those happened in the last week. You know, whatever the sport is, whether it's the NBA, whether it's college basketball, whether it's hockey, it's all can be found at Twin Peaks. There are 80 high-definition monitors. There are four or five above you no matter where you sit. It's like you're in your own professional studio, except in this studio, beautiful, scantily clad women bring you food and drink. It's come for the scenic views, stay for the 29-degree draft beer, the insane selection of bourbon and mixed drinks, the insane selection of tequilas. It's National Dessert Month. That's about to run out. Man, don't let this run out on you without you capitalizing on this, Ramona. They have the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Cheesecake topped with rum chata sauce. I would kill for that. Plus, check out our, plus the sundae with vanilla ice cream with warm Ghirardelli brownie. I've had that many times. You can pair that with a screwball peanut butter whiskey for the ultimate game day finish. I've still never had that. I would love to pair those two things. Obviously, they go together. You got a chocolate sundae with Ghirardelli chocolate, which is some of the best chocolate on earth, with a screwball peanut butter whiskey. You know, it's just like a massive Reese's Pieces. It's just unbelievable. So you can still get that. You need to collect on that right away. Look, man, I don't care what it is. There's no place like Twin Peaks. And the biggest surprise at Twin Peaks is the food. The food is friggin' outstanding. You will 100% thank me later. People ask me all the time, Walt, what's good at Twin Peaks? It's all good. It's all good. Trust me. Get it. All right, Ramona, what else do we have? I don't hear you at all.
Okay, the next one is Georgia, 7.5 versus Florida. I took Florida. I was hoping that since they got rid of their coach, they might.
Oh, look at Ramona. She's going right back to the Gators after abandoning the Gators. You had basically decided as long as Napier was there, there would be no more picking Florida.
That is correct.
All right, so now you're back on Florida with the 7.5.
That is correct.
Yeah, I also took 7.5. I'm not thrilled with it. I don't know what Florida is. The only thing that I do think, I think Florida's defense is better than Georgia's by a lot. And so that's really what I'm sort of banking on here. I took Florida again. I'll give you more details when we go through this tomorrow with some depth. All right. What was the breakdown on this deal?
The breakdown. Oh, let me get this out of the way.
Yeah. Get that out of the way. Whatever that is. Get that out of the way. Will it be before the end of the show that you get that out of the way? Oh, good, good.
Okay, the breakdown is 9-3.
In favor of?
You took Florida, Faxon took Florida, and I took Florida.
I didn't ask you that. I just asked you.
Georgia.
Okay, so it's 9-3 in favor of Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I understand that. All right, just give me one more game.
Navy, North Texas.
Oh.
Navy.
The Fighting Mestemakers versus the Fighting Blake Horvath. There are going to be a lot of points scored in this game. I've already given out as an over on the Road Rage guarantees. That total of 65 is going way over. I'll see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Coastal Sports Cards in Simpsonville is the place for collectors. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, vintage to brand new, sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby.